This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now from Moscow is Rupert Wingfield Hayes from the BBC. And in this economic downturn, we possibly are seeing the demise of globally famous automobile brands, General Motors, Chevrolet, the Saturn, the Hummer, of course, is probably gone already. But in Russia, the Lada, one of the most famous cars in the world, and maybe not in a good way, is possibly on its way out as well. And its hometown in a city in central Russia called Tolyatti is very much concerned about what could happen to the much maligned Lada. Here to talk about it, Rupert Wingfield Hayes. What is the threat to Lada? And remind us of the Lada's reputation, won't you?
Well, I'd say, John, even here in Russia, Ladas are not exactly much loved. There's certainly no fashion statement, but they have a place in Russian history because, of course, Ladas, which began being built in the 1960s, they imported an old Fiat factory to Russia, and they started making these cars down in Tolyatti, and they were the first sort of people's car for the Soviet Union, and they produced millions and millions of them, and they put Soviet people or Russian people on four wheels for the first time. So they do have a place in Russian people's hearts, and they do have a place in Russian culture. They are still pretty awful cars, it has to be said.
Right. I mean, one of the places in Russian culture for those cars is on the side of the road, jacked up with the tires off, correct?
That's true. I mean, I always ask my Russian friends, why on earth do people continue buying Ladas? And their usual answer is, well, you know, the good thing about a Lada is you can always just fix it beside the road. And I always respond, well, if you bought another car, you perhaps wouldn't have to fix your car beside the road all the time. But that is the way they see it. It's a very simple, very basic car that can be fixed anywhere and will keep on going for years and years and years, even if it's not very comfortable, not very good. But there has been a huge decline in the number of people buying these, even in Russia. I mean, if you look back 10 years, in 2000, 7 or 8 out of 10 cars bought in Russia was a Lada. Today, it's 2 out of 10, and it's really declining rapidly. And now, with the onset of this latest economic crisis, Lada is really in big, big trouble. It doesn't have any money, it's not selling any cars, and it can't pay its parts suppliers. Literally, it can't pay its parts suppliers.
It can't even pay its hockey team.
That's right. That's right. I was down in Tolyatti last week and went to see the hockey team playing. And Lada hockey team is a very good hockey team. It's one of the best ice hockey teams in Russia. It's won the Russian league several times. Some of its players have gone on to play in the NHL. And a lot of people joke that the only good thing about Lada is its hockey team. But their players have not been paid for the last 3 months.
Now, does that mean possibly that while we are crying over here in the United States over the potential demise of possibly Chrysler, maybe even some brands at General Motors, that the people in Russia, as they proliferate foreign currency reserves to a certain extent, are actually viewing the demise of the Lada as a sign of economic progress?
No, I don't think so. But they have had 20 years to get Lada sorted out, and it really hasn't been sorted out. And I think, you know, that's why it's in the parlous state that it is now. It's like the same problems as General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and other car makers around the world, except much, much worse, because they really haven't turned themselves into a modern car company and started making cars that people really want to buy.
Lada, Lada, Lada. That's sort of the demise of the most famous and much maligned car brand in Russia. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, thanks for joining us from Moscow.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.